The Astoria City Council Monday night approved requests from hotelier David Croning of Bolin Investors, LLC. Bolin wants to make changes to the dock and property at the bottom of 8th and 9th Streets, where those streets cross the trolley tracks and meet the river. They also want to develop the land next to the hotel structure abutting the trolley line. The hotel will be located in an existing building situated on docks and pilings that extend out over the Columbia. Croning is the CEO and general manager of Bowie Beer, located on the waterfront at 8th Street, next door to the hotel project. With just one item on the regular agenda for the evening, the council meeting was short, ending in about a half hour. But the agreement was far from simple and showed a bit of Astoria's industrial history that is making way for present-day development. As the council considered Bolin's request, City Manager Brett Estes told councilors that the city had an opportunity to create a template for future similar transactions between the city and potential developers of property north of the trolley tracks. Jurisdiction of the property historically has been complex. Estes said the city needs to spell out responsibilities clearly in such projects now for areas between the rail lines and the water, a relic of the days when canneries lined the shore. Here's Brett Estes.
You're going to be seeing more of these coming to council over the next coming months as our public works staff work with other property owners along these street ends to be able to negotiate the licenses of to occupy.
He said for the street end areas, the city issues a license to occupy. But with regard to property that abuts the trolley line, other right-of-way issues come into play. Again, Brett Estes.
That is property which is owned by the city of Astoria for now. There is the ability that under rail banking agreement, so should the rail return, then the land would revert back to the railroad and could be used for rail purposes.
What Estes is referring to is the 1996 rail banking agreement the city made with the state of Oregon and Burlington Northern Railroad. The city took possession then of the railroad and right-of-way from Tongue Point through the Astoria waterfront. The idea was to allow the city local use of the line, but to preserve it for future use should actual rail service ever be needed again in Astoria. While the possibility of the line being reclaimed may be remote, agreements with property owners who seek to develop lands near the trolley tracks must include a provision that should the rail line be reclaimed, those improvements would have to be removed. The council ultimately approved two license to occupy agreements for the street end areas at 8th and 9th Streets, and also approved a lease agreement for the property between those two streets that adjoins the trolley tracks. All approvals were unanimous. Bolin has removed an existing structure on one of the street ends, increasing the view corridor. In other business, earlier in the meeting, as part of its consent agenda, the city granted a liquor license to the Astoria Co-op for its new premises in the Mill Pond neighborhood. That building is set to open for business next month. I'm Joanne Rideout reporting.